It hit as a powerful post-tropical storm, the likes of which local police say is like nothing they've ever seen. Torrential rain and strong winds that wreaked havoc in several Caribbean islands, causing devastation across vast swathes of Canada's Atlantic provinces, leaving in its wake what one local leader compares to a war zone. Dozens of homes destroyed, widespread flooding, roads washed out, trees uprooted, power lines downed. It could take days to restore electricity. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, who cancelled a trip to Japan to instead deal with the storm's aftermath, over the weekend promised federal assistance and pledged the government would match any Red Cross donations made over the coming month. The Prime Minister also announced the military would be deployed to Nova Scotia. Another storm, meanwhile, currently swirling in the central Caribbean, has officials in Florida already declaring a state of emergency and residents preparing. Bottled water is selling out in stores as queues grow at gas stations. Others still enjoying the beach, surfers taking advantage of a larger-than-usual swell. But this peninsula is at risk of being slammed on Wednesday or Thursday this week by what could soon become Hurricane Ian. NASA taking no chances. The space agency, for the third time, forced to postpone a planned attempt on Tuesday to launch its Artemis mission to the moon. Benji Haya, CGTN.